Each morning, the world waits to see who will rise with command and who will fall back into drift, who will get up and who will sleep just another 5 minutes. The Stoic does not wake to be entertained or distracted. They wake to dominate the day before it begins. The moment the eyes open, the first battle starts, between direction and disorder, intention and impulse. The Stoic knows the outcome is decided in those first minutes, when most surrender their focus without realizing it. When you woke up, you were gifted another day, a day that someone else did not receive. You woke up, someone else did not, and one morning you will not wake either. The Stoic understands this truth and uses it as fuel for virtue, for discipline, for gratitude. The disciplined refuse that surrender. They rise with precision, aware that control of the morning is control of life. Every sunrise is a test of philosophy in motion. It is not about inspiration, it is about order. The Stoic greets the dawn with clarity, not comfort, reclaiming the body, fortifying the mind, and shaping the hours ahead before the noise of the world invades. In this quiet, they prepare the foundation upon which reason, focus, and resilience are built. The average person begins the day reacting. The Stoic begins directing. This is where discipline transforms from thought into movement, from idea into identity. The morning is the forge. Those who master it command their time, their emotion, and their fate. The Stoic rises not to survive the day, but to shape it deliberately, through intention, stillness, discipline, gratitude, and clarity. These are not habits, they are declarations of control. Each one refines the mind until it becomes unbreakable. This is how the Stoic starts the day, and how mastery begins. Chapter 1. Wake with intention, not reaction. To wake with intention is to declare ownership of the day before the world attempts to claim it. The Stoic begins by remembering that the first act after waking determines the direction of thought. A reactive person wakes and searches for stimuli, messages, notifications, noise. The Stoic wakes and searches for order. This single distinction defines the foundation of discipline. Each morning offers a clean slate, not by accident, but by design. The mind is unshaped, impressionable, open to command. The Stoic understands this and uses it. The first minute is a test. It reveals whether the mind is still a servant of distraction or the commander of its own attention. Those who reach for their phone are already behind. They have surrendered the frontier of silence. The Stoic protects that silence as the ground on which clarity is built. The first thought should not come from another person. It should arise from principle. Intention is not motivation. It is structure. It begins with recognition, the acknowledgement that every day begins neutral. There is no inherited momentum, no guaranteed order. The Stoic creates order deliberately. Before movement, before conversation, before noise, they set the inner posture of the day. This posture is built from reasoning, that each day is a portion of life, that each morning is a rehearsal for mortality. To waste the first hour is to waste the only hour that is truly yours. The disciplined individual does not depend on external energy to begin the day. They do not wait to feel ready. They begin because beginning is what creates readiness. Intention is self-generated momentum. The Stoic does not need to be pushed. They orient themselves through awareness and then act without hesitation. They move from thought to movement with precision. The mind decides, the body follows. This is why the morning must be protected. The early hour is fragile. Its purity can be destroyed by the first careless action. A moment of aimless scrolling or idle conversation contaminates the clarity that could have guided the day. The Stoic treats the first hour as sacred terrain. They rise quietly, breathe with control, and orient their mind toward what must be done. There is no need for drama, only precision. The command of the morning begins the night before. The Stoic understands that waking with intention requires preparation. The mind cannot shift from chaos to control without structure. They end the previous day with decisions that protect the next. A clear plan, an ordered space, a defined purpose. By removing uncertainty before sleep, they wake already in motion. The day begins not with confusion, but with continuation. When the eyes open, the Stoic does not rush. They do not leap toward movement. They stabilize their breathing, allow consciousness to settle, and bring awareness to their physical presence. The body is acknowledged as the vessel of thought. The mind observes it, commands it, and brings it into harmony. This is the first act of mastery, to command the self before commanding the day. The modern world has normalized reaction. People wake and immediately offer their attention to others. The Stoic recognizes this as voluntary servitude. Every notification, every headline, every alert is an invitation to lose direction. The Stoic refuses. They begin from within. They choose what enters the mind and when. This choice, repeated each morning, becomes power. Intention requires boundaries. The Stoic does not allow the morning to be consumed by obligation. They separate the urgent from the essential. Urgency belongs to others. Essence belongs to them. The first actions of the day are not designed to please anyone. They are designed to strengthen the command center of thought. This is not selfishness. It is discipline. To wake with intention is to recognize that life is finite and mornings are numbered. The Stoic greets the dawn with gratitude for awareness itself. They know that one day they will not wake. This reality sharpens their focus, not their fear. Each morning becomes a chance to act with excellence, to honor existence through deliberate action. The first thought after waking must align with principle. It may be a simple reflection. To be alive is to have work to do. To have work is to have meaning. The Stoic brings this thought into focus like sharpening a blade. Clarity replaces confusion. Gratitude replaces complaint. The mind becomes a tool, not a battlefield. Distraction is weakness disguised as convenience. The Stoic cuts it off at the source. They rise, make the bed, open the window, breathe. Each small act reinforces the message, "I control the beginning." This control compounds. The posture of command established in the morning carries into every interaction that follows. Those who begin with disorder cannot expect clarity later. The morning defines hierarchy. Either the individual commands their impulses, or their impulses command them. The Stoic chooses the first path. They understand that every indulgence in comfort strengthens passivity. Every act of order strengthens resolve. This is not asceticism, it is strategic restraint. By limiting ease, they increase power. When the Stoic sits or stands after waking, they engage in a brief audit of thought. What emotions are present? What obligations await? What matters? This awareness precedes control. Without it, action is blind. The Stoic observes their state without judgment, adjusts breathing, and directs energy toward clarity. This act, repeated daily, becomes second nature. The environment supports or sabotages this practice. The disciplined person shapes it deliberately. The space where one wakes should reflect order. No clutter, no noise, no chaos. Simplicity of environment reinforces simplicity of mind. The Stoic does not depend on luxury for peace. They depend on control. They understand that every object in view is either a tool or a distraction. The first sound should be silence or something chosen with intent. Music, if used, serves focus, not emotion. The Stoic uses sensory control to protect mental order. light, temperature, sound. Each is adjusted to support wakefulness, not comfort. The goal is to align the body with clarity. Discipline is physical before it is mental. When the mind wakes before the body, stillness becomes practice. The Stoic resists the urge to rush towards stimulation. They stay in silence long enough to understand it. In this silence, thought becomes clean. The Stoic may recall a principle from Marcus Aurelius or Epictetus that each day begins with the opportunity to act in accordance with nature, to think clearly, speak truthfully, act justly. This reminder calibrates the moral compass before the day begins. Intention is not an emotion, it is a command. The Stoic issues that command each morning. They decide what will matter, what will not, and how they will respond to both. This act of decision eliminates the chaos that defines reactive lives. A day that begins with command rarely collapses into confusion. The body responds to mental leadership. Once intention is set, movement follows naturally. The Stoic does not delay. They rise at the time they said they would, without negotiation. The alarm is not an invitation to argue with the self. It is an order to execute. Discipline at the smallest level reinforces mastery at the largest. The disciplined person understands that the mind is weakest when it first wakes. It seeks comfort, justification, delay. The Stoic neutralizes this by acting before thought has time to decay into excuse. They stand, breathe, and begin. This act of immediate movement signals to the subconscious that command has returned. Waking with intention transforms the concept of time. Morning is not measured by the clock, but by action. The first hour is not something to spend, it is something to build. Each minute structured by awareness becomes leverage for the rest of the day. Each distraction avoided compounds into stability. A reactive morning creates dependency. The Stoic avoids this trap by building internal fuel. They do not chase energy. They generate it through purpose. The first acts of the day are designed to create direction, not stimulation. Purpose is renewable. Distraction is not. The Stoic knows this and acts accordingly. In a world that glorifies haste, intention is rebellion. The Stoic moves slowly at first, not out of laziness, but control. They rise without rush, breathe without strain, think without noise. This deliberate tempo trains the mind to act from reason, not impulse. Once this rhythm is established, speed can be applied to execution without sacrificing clarity. The morning routine becomes ritual when it is repeated with consciousness. The Stoic treats it as training, not superstition. Each repetition strengthens the neural path of order. With time, the body begins to move before resistance can appear. The act of waking becomes automatic discipline. The discipline of the first hour carries a symbolic weight. It is proof of sovereignty. Each morning mastered is a statement of independence from chaos. Those who control the morning control the trajectory of their life. The Stoic does not need to announce this control. It is visible in their composure. Waking with intention is also a form of respect for the mind, the body, and time itself. It reflects gratitude for opportunity. The Stoic greets the day not as an obligation, but as a mission. This sense of duty sharpens focus. It removes complaint and replaces it with resolve. Gratitude at waking is not sentimental. It is acknowledgement of function. To be able to think, to move, to act, these are privileges easily forgotten. The Stoic reminds themselves that many did not wake today. This awareness removes entitlement. It transforms routine into purpose. The reactive person begins the day chasing. The Stoic begins building. One starts with lack, the other with strength. This difference compounds across years. The individual who commands their mornings accumulates stability. The one who reacts loses it. The first builds life as structure, the second as response. To wake with intention requires consistency. It cannot depend on emotion or circumstance. The Stoic holds the standard even on difficult days. Especially on difficult days, those are the mornings that define character. When fatigue or stress appear, the act of deliberate waking becomes a declaration of dominance over weakness. There is no secret technique. The power lies in repetition. The Stoic repeats the same act of rising, breathing, orienting, thinking, moving. Through repetition, the habit becomes identity. They no longer try to be disciplined, they are disciplined. The difference is permanence. The command of the morning becomes the command of life. Once the Stoic understands this, no external factor can remove their power. They can adapt to noise, pressure, or change because they have anchored their mind in self-governance. The first hour of the day becomes a fortress no circumstance can breach. To wake with intention, the Stoic cultivates a relationship with stillness. Stillness is not inactivity, it is clarity without movement. It is the state from which precise action arises. By beginning the day in stillness, they prevent the spread of chaos. Action born from stillness is clean, directed, and efficient. Intention refines perception. The Stoic notices details that others overlook: the temperature of the air, the quality of light, the rhythm of breathing. These are not trivial observations, they are grounding mechanisms. Awareness anchors the mind in the present, where control exists. Every detail seen with intention becomes a reminder to stay conscious. Over time, waking with intention reshapes identity. The individual becomes their discipline. The separation between intention and self dissolves. The person who once struggled to rise early becomes the kind of person who cannot imagine doing otherwise. This transformation is not dramatic, it is gradual, quiet, absolute. To wake with intention is to begin life each day as a Stoic, with command, clarity, and gratitude. Each sunrise becomes a mirror reflecting the quality of one's discipline. The Stoic does not seek comfort in the morning, they seek alignment. They rise not to escape sleep, but to enter mastery. Chapter 2. Strengthen the mind through stillness. The Stoic strengthens the mind by mastering stillness. Stillness is not the absence of movement, it is the control of it. It is the deliberate suspension of reaction, the moment when awareness separates from impulse. The Stoic does not escape thought, they govern it. In the early hour, before the noise of the world resumes, this governance is trained. The mind is purified through restraint, sharpened through silence, fortified through observation. To sit in stillness requires strength, because it denies distraction its authority. The ordinary person cannot tolerate quiet. They require stimulation to escape themselves. The Stoic does not flee the self. They confront it. They examine their thoughts as a strategist surveys terrain, not to judge, but to understand. Stillness becomes reconnaissance. Through it, the Stoic learns where discipline must be reinforced. When the body is steady, the mind reveals its restlessness. Thoughts rise and scatter, each demanding attention. The Stoic watches them without attachment. This detachment is training. The mind learns it is not enslaved to every idea that appears. With repetition, this separation creates power, the ability to choose which thoughts deserve energy and which dissolve through neglect. The Stoic practices stillness as preparation for action. They do not meditate for tranquility alone, they meditate for clarity. Clarity is the precondition for effective movement. Without it, energy is wasted. The Stoic uses silence to refine thought, to decide which actions are aligned with principle, and to remove what is trivial. Stillness becomes the forge of strategy. In stillness, the Stoic observes emotions as signals, not as commands. Anger, anxiety, desire, all are interpreted rather than obeyed. The disciplined mind does not deny emotion. It places emotion under management. This act of internal order prevents external chaos. The person who rules their emotions cannot be ruled by circumstance. The strength of stillness lies in its resistance to noise. Every day, the world seeks to invade attention. The Stoic constructs mental walls, not to isolate but to filter. Within these walls, thought becomes deliberate. Every idea is tested. Is it within my control? Does it align with virtue? Does it deserve space? The questions act as guardians of the gate. Through them, mental discipline becomes natural law. Stillness is active awareness. The Stoic does not drift into it. They enter consciously. Breathing becomes metronome. Posture becomes signal. Each breath is a recalibration, a reminder that life continues one controlled cycle at a time. The simplicity of breath anchors the mind in the present. The present is where command exists. Everything beyond it is speculation or memory, useful only when summoned deliberately. To strengthen the mind through stillness, the Stoic first dismantles dependency on stimulation. Music, noise, constant conversation. These are barriers to autonomy. The Stoic reduces them systematically. They create an environment where silence feels normal, not empty. In this environment, the mind learns to feed itself through observation and reasoning. Dependence on noise is replaced by dependence on principle. Stillness reveals the quality of thought. Without movement to distract, the truth of one's mind becomes visible. If disorder appears, it is confronted, not hidden. The Stoic understands that what is exposed can be refined. Through this exposure, weakness becomes material for growth. The untrained mind avoids silence because silence exposes the lack of structure within. The trained mind seeks silence because it is confident in its order. Morning stillness is rehearsal for composure. The Stoic treats it as the gymnasium of reason. Each session strengthens the capacity to hold one's position under stress. When conflict or uncertainty arises later, the mind recalls its training, the calm posture established at dawn. External turbulence cannot disturb the one who has mastered internal equilibrium. Stillness is also precision of attention. The Stoic practices focusing on a single object, thought, or principle until distractions dissolve. This trains concentration, a resource wasted by the reactive mind. By reclaiming it, the Stoic multiplies effectiveness. A concentrated mind accomplishes more with less effort because energy is not scattered. The Stoic does not measure the success of stillness by comfort. True stillness is not always peaceful. It can be uncomfortable, even confronting. The purpose is not relaxation, but refinement. When unease arises, it is studied, not escaped. Every discomfort is data. Through it, the Stoic learns where attachments remain. Each detachment increases freedom. In stillness, the Stoic rehearses detachment from outcomes. They visualize potential difficulties and accept them without resistance. This practice, known as premeditation of adversity, transforms anxiety into readiness. The mind learns that outcomes do not dictate peace, only perspective does. When the future unfolds, it is met as expected, not feared. Stillness sharpens perception of what is essential. The clutter of desire, opinion, and comparison falls away. What remains are clear objectives, reason, virtue, execution. This clarity simplifies decision-making. The Stoic wastes no energy on indecision. Their mind, trained in stillness, moves directly toward what must be done. The modern world glorifies constant motion, yet most movement lacks direction. The stoic moves less, but achieves more because stillness precedes every action. Like an archer pausing before release, they align thought and aim before movement. This pause is not hesitation, it is precision. The arrow of effort is guided by the calm of the mind. Silence becomes a shield. The stoic uses it to absorb insult, delay reaction, and preserve dignity. Words spoken in haste weaken authority. Words chosen in stillness reinforce it. The disciplined individual recognizes that restraint is not weakness. It is control under pressure. Silence holds power because it cannot be provoked. Stillness strengthens resilience. When the world becomes loud with fear or confusion, the stoic returns to the same internal sanctuary built every morning. This repetition creates endurance. The mind that has practiced calm under ordinary conditions can maintain it in crisis. Stillness is therefore not escape, it is armor. To strengthen the mind through stillness, the stoic eliminates fragmentation. They do one thing at a time. If they sit, they sit. If they think, they think. Attention divided is attention diluted. Through singular focus, they integrate body and mind into one instrument. This integration creates power. Distraction dissolves it. The stoic measures strength by control, not by noise. In stillness, they regain command of time. They realize that haste is a symptom of fear, fear of being left behind, fear of inadequacy. The disciplined mind has no such fear. It acts at its own pace, with deliberate timing. This timing, refined through silence, produces effectiveness others mistake for ease. Stillness also reveals the connection between mind and environment. The stoic notices how light, sound, and temperature influence thought. They adapt their surroundings to support control. Curtains drawn, air cool, space ordered. The outer world mirrors the inner. Each adjustment is a message to the subconscious. Order is expected here. When distraction intrudes, the stoic does not react with frustration. They reorient calmly, returning attention to the chosen focus. This redirection is training. Each recovery strengthens control. The disciplined mind measures success not by uninterrupted concentration, but by the speed of returning to it. The practice of stillness builds humility. It reveals how chaotic thought naturally is and how much vigilance is required to guide it. The stoic learns patience through this awareness. They stop demanding perfection from the mind and instead demand persistence. Progress is measured in control, not serenity. In silence, self-talk becomes audible. The stoic listens carefully. If the language of thought is weak, they replace it. If it is negative, they correct it. Stillness exposes the script of the subconscious. Discipline rewrites it. Through repetition, the mind learns to speak to itself with strength. Stillness is the origin of perspective. When the mind quiets, proportion returns. The problems that seemed large become manageable. The stoic views them from above, detached from urgency. This mental elevation creates stability. The one who can step outside emotion governs emotion. Morning stillness is where the stoic renews purpose. Each day requires remembering what one serves: virtue, reason, contribution. The moment of silence after waking is when alignment is restored. Without this recalibration, the day risks being guided by appetite instead of intention. To maintain stillness, the stoic uses brief resets throughout the day, moments of breath and presence to return to the internal command center. But the morning remains the foundation. It sets the baseline frequency of thought. A morning of clarity can absorb a day of turbulence without losing balance. Stillness trains patience with progress. The stoic accepts that mastery of the mind is lifelong work. There is no final state of calm. There is only increasing capacity to return to it. Each morning becomes a continuation of this practice, a quiet victory over impulsiveness. The Stoic does not seek mystical experiences in stillness. They seek practicality. They use silence to plan, to assess, to choose. Stillness provides the empty page upon which the day's strategy is written. It transforms thought from noise into architecture. When practiced consistently, stillness alters physiology. Breathing slows, cortisol drops, heart rate stabilizes. The nervous system learns to obey reason. The Stoic turns the body itself into an instrument of calm. This biological training reinforces psychological control. Stillness also enhances gratitude. When external input is paused, awareness of simple existence returns. The Stoic feels the rhythm of life without embellishment. Air entering the lungs, light through the window, pulse steady beneath the skin. Gratitude arises not as sentiment, but as recognition of function. To exist is sufficient. Through stillness, the Stoic learns to conserve energy. They stop reacting to every event and instead choose deliberate responses. This economy of energy translates into endurance. The calm mind lasts longer in conflict because it wastes nothing on panic. Stillness transforms leadership. The Stoic who commands themselves in silence projects authority without force. Others feel the weight of composure and follow it instinctively. True leadership begins with control of attention. The individual who cannot hold silence cannot hold influence. The discipline of stillness refines judgment. Quick decisions are sometimes necessary, but rash ones are not. The Stoic delays response long enough to consult principle. This pause distinguishes wisdom from impulse. In silence, the right course often reveals itself without effort. Stillness is how the Stoic remembers scale. Personal difficulties shrink when viewed against the vastness of existence. This perspective dissolves self-pity and restores duty. The Stoic returns to work, centered and unshaken. Every morning of stillness is a rehearsal for death, a voluntary stillness, a temporary separation from activity. By practicing this detachment daily, the Stoic removes the fear of final stillness. They live more fully because they no longer cling to motion as proof of life. To strengthen the mind through stillness is to reclaim command from chaos. It is the act of remembering that control begins inside. The world may accelerate, but the Stoic chooses rhythm. They act when ready, not when pressured. They respond when composed, not when provoked. This is the discipline that sustains all others. Stillness is not retreat, it is readiness. It is the space where order regenerates. The Stoic who guards this space each morning does not need to search for peace throughout the day. They carry it with them as the byproduct of mastery. Chapter 3. Move the body with discipline. The Stoic begins the day by commanding the body. Movement is not optional, it is the translation of intention into action. The moment of rising is the first act of conquest. The muscles obey the will, and the will strengthens through the act of being obeyed. Each deliberate motion signals to the mind that control has returned. The Stoic does not ask the body for permission to act, they instruct it. Physical discipline is the proof of internal order. To train the body each morning is to demonstrate that comfort no longer dictates behavior. The Stoic knows that physical lethargy weakens judgment. When the body rules, the mind follows its decay. When the mind rules, the body becomes a tool of excellence. Strength, endurance, and control are not aesthetic achievements. They are evidence of alignment between decision and execution. The body must be tested daily, not for vanity, but for vigilance. The Stoic treats exercise as sharpening. A blade unused becomes dull, and a body unchallenged becomes complacent. Resistance refines both muscle and character. Each repetition, each stride, each controlled breath is a message. Weakness is not welcome here. Movement cleanses thought. The Stoic understands that stillness of the mind requires motion of the body. Physical exertion clears residue of sleep and stagnation. The blood moves, the breath deepens, awareness sharpens. Motion is medicine for the disciplined. The act itself, push, lift, walk, breathe, becomes meditation through consistency. Discipline in movement means precision over passion. The Stoic does not move in chaos. They move in rhythm. Each motion is deliberate, efficient, and necessary. Excess is eliminated. The focus is not on how much, but on how cleanly. The goal is mastery of control, not performance of strength. The disciplined body moves as the reflection of an ordered mind. The first motion of the day defines the rest. Whether it is stretching, lifting, walking, or training, it begins the rhythm of command. The Stoic uses the physical act to remind themselves that the day will not unfold passively. Action begins now. Through this act, lethargy loses its voice. The body becomes an ally instead of an adversary. Pain is information, not opposition. The Stoic treats discomfort as communication from the body. Fatigue, tension, resistance. These are signals to interpret, not excuses to retreat. Each sensation becomes feedback for self-understanding. The disciplined person reads pain like a language and adjusts intelligently. They do not seek to escape it, they learn from it. The morning movement is sacred because it is self-initiated. No one can perform it for another. It is a private confrontation between comfort and conviction. When the body resists and the will persists, identity solidifies. The Stoic knows this is where the foundation of strength is laid, in solitude, before applause, before recognition. The body is the arena where philosophy becomes tangible. Words of discipline mean little if the flesh disobeys. Stoicism lives not in reflection alone, but in repetition. To lift weight, to hold posture, to control breath under strain, these are lessons in endurance that carry into every realm of existence. The one who endures discomfort voluntarily cannot be broken easily by chance. The disciplined Stoic trains without spectacle. There is no need for affirmation. The value is intrinsic. The process itself is the reward. Consistency replaces motivation. The act of showing up becomes a ritual of integrity. Each morning, the body is reminded that it serves a purpose beyond comfort, to act in accordance with reason, to endure, to execute. The mind and body are not separate disciplines. They are one continuum. A weak body burdens thought. A strong body stabilizes it. The Stoic cultivates both because each supports the other. Physical training grounds philosophy in experience. It transforms abstract principle into embodied truth. The first movement of the day is the rejection of inertia. Inertia is death in disguise, the tendency toward nothingness. The Stoic refuses it. They move because movement affirms life. Each step, each repetition, each controlled motion is a declaration of vitality. The body in motion reminds the mind that existence itself is action. Consistency matters more than intensity. The Stoic does not chase exhaustion, they chase mastery. The goal is not collapse, but control. A few deliberate minutes of disciplined effort outweigh an hour of chaotic movement. Through repetition, discipline becomes identity. The mind no longer negotiates, it commands. Every motion must serve alignment. The Stoic avoids the vanity of random effort. They train with intention, aware of what each action cultivates: strength, endurance, posture, control. This awareness transforms exercise into meditation. Attention remains on form, breath, and purpose. the result is not only a stronger body, but a quieter mind. The disciplined body reflects internal hierarchy. Shoulders back, breath steady, gaze forward, posture becomes a mirror of conviction. The stoic uses physical bearing as armor. The world reads posture before it hears words. A composed stance communicates sovereignty. It tells the world that chaos does not reside here. The modern individual often lives detached from their body, trapped in screens and thoughts. The stoic reverses this decay through daily movement. They reclaim physical awareness as a form of sanity. To feel the heartbeat under strain is to reconnect with reality. The digital world dissolves. The tangible world returns. The disciplined body is a disciplined schedule. The stoic moves at the same time each day, reinforcing rhythm through constancy. This ritual creates structure even when external order fails. It reminds the mind that stability is self-generated. Routine becomes a weapon against disorder. Discipline thrives in simplicity. The stoic does not depend on elaborate programs or perfect conditions. They use what is available, their body, gravity, air, and intent. Complexity is often a disguise for inconsistency. The disciplined person acts with minimal tools and maximal focus. Each movement trains endurance, but also humility. The body humbles all arrogance through fatigue. The stoic accepts this without resentment. They welcome limits because limits define where effort begins. Mastery is built on confronting what resists. To strengthen the body is to strengthen respect for process. The morning training also teaches pacing. The stoic does not rush toward exhaustion. They build gradually, respecting the tempo of development. Progress achieved through balance lasts longer than progress fueled by impulse. Endurance is patience in motion. Movement cleanses emotion. Anger, anxiety, or restlessness lose intensity when channeled through physical discipline. The stoic does not suppress emotion. They transform it into motion. Each repetition absorbs tension. By the end, emotion has become energy, and energy has become strength. The discipline of the body reinforces the discipline of appetite. The stoic who trains learns control over consumption. The same will that endures strain refuses indulgence. Through training, desire becomes subordinate to principle. The individual who can master the body masters all other cravings. The stoic understands that movement is an expression of gratitude. To move freely is to possess liberty. Illness, injury, and age remind the wise that motion is privilege. The disciplined person uses it with respect, not waste. Each act of exertion becomes a silent expression of thanks for capacity itself. The body follows the patterns it is given. If it is trained in weakness, it will serve weakness. If it is trained in control, it will serve control. The stoic therefore ensures that every movement teaches reliability. No skipped repetition, no careless form. The smallest discipline compounds into unshakable stability. The physical routine acts as calibration for the entire day. The controlled breath, the measured pace, the deliberate tension, these sensations form a template for later challenges. The stoic, who can endure strain at dawn, can endure provocation at noon. The same composure that governs a lift governs an argument. The body trained in discipline becomes efficient. It consumes less, wastes less, demands less. The stoic prefers this efficiency because it aligns with reason. Energy is preserved for what matters. Extravagance weakens, restraint fortifies. The disciplined body moves with quiet economy. Fatigue is inevitable, but surrender is not. The stoic distinguishes between exhaustion and defeat. When the body weakens, the will steps forward. When the will wavers, principle sustains it. This triad, body, will, principle, ensures continuity. The Stoic does not stop when tired, they stop when finished. To move the body each morning is to strengthen identity. Each repetition says, "This is who I am." The Stoic does not perform discipline, they embody it. Through this embodiment, confidence becomes calm. The knowledge that effort was already given removes the need for validation. The disciplined movement of the morning becomes the rhythm of the day. The pace of action, the posture of work, the patience of execution all reflect the tone set through physical mastery. The Stoic carries the same precision from the gym, the field, or the mat into conversation, decision, and leadership. Training is also rehearsal for adversity. Each time the Stoic chooses one more repetition, they prepare for one more challenge in life. The pattern is identical: resist, endure, overcome. Strength is not the absence of pain, it is the decision to continue. The body teaches what words cannot. Movement connects the Stoic to nature. The rising sun, the cold air, the sensation of breath, all remind them that they are part of a larger rhythm. Training outdoors, feeling temperature and texture, dissolves separation between self and world. Philosophy becomes physical experience. Through consistent practice, the Stoic learns that discipline is freedom. Those who depend on motivation are slaves to emotion. Those who depend on routine are free. The disciplined body no longer asks if it will train. It moves automatically, guided by established command. This automation of excellence frees the mind for higher pursuits. The trained body resists decay longer. It sustains the mind that sustains virtue. The Stoic trains not to defy age, but to serve purpose as long as possible. The body is the instrument of contribution. To neglect it is to weaken one's ability to act in the service of reason and duty. Each day of training reinforces gratitude. The Stoic remembers that the opportunity to move is temporary. Injury, illness, or time will eventually remove it. This knowledge deepens appreciation for the present act. Every motion becomes a vow to use ability while it exists. The discipline of movement concludes not in exhaustion, but in readiness. The body is warm, the mind alert, the will sharpened. The Stoic finishes training not to rest, but to work. The morning practice has accomplished its purpose. It has aligned the internal hierarchy. Mind commands, body obeys, purpose leads. Movement transforms philosophy from theory to flesh. The Stoic who moves with control carries their principles into every muscle. Each action, each step, each breath becomes a demonstration of self-mastery. Discipline is no longer a concept, it is visible. The body becomes proof that the philosophy is real. Physical discipline evolves with time. What begins as morning training becomes a philosophy of motion. The Stoic understands that every stage of life demands a new form of strength. Youth requires vigor. Age requires endurance. Both require will. The disciplined person adapts their training as life changes, but the principle remains. The body must serve the mind faithfully. In youth, training is a fire. It builds structure through exertion. In maturity, it becomes architecture, maintenance of order, refinement of control. In age, it becomes stewardship. The Stoic sees the body as a temple for reason, maintained not for vanity, but for longevity of purpose. To preserve the vessel is to extend the capacity for virtue. The discipline of movement evolves into patience with limitation. The Stoic does not curse the natural decline of capacity. They meet it with gratitude and adaptation, a joint that aches, a breath that shortens, a slower pace. These are reminders that life remains active. They do not signify weakness, but continued opportunity to act. The disciplined body becomes memory in motion. Each repetition performed across decades becomes a record of perseverance. Scars, calluses, and fatigue lines are archives of endurance. The Stoic wears them with quiet pride, knowing that strength was not given, but built. The body becomes teacher. Every injury becomes a lesson in humility, every recovery a lesson in patience. The Stoic listens to the body without surrendering to it. They adjust without excuse. Training becomes dialogue between mind and matter, firm, respectful, continuous. Through years of repetition, the Stoic learns that control of the body creates control of time. Those who delay physical mastery spend years correcting neglect. The disciplined person gains years through prevention. Health preserved is time reclaimed. The body trained in consistency becomes insurance against decay. The act of training sharpens awareness of mortality. Each heartbeat under strain reminds the Stoic of its fragility. Yet instead of fear, this awareness breeds urgency. The morning session becomes a ritual acknowledgement of life's temporary nature. To strengthen the body is to honor existence while it lasts. The Stoic does not pursue the extreme. They pursue the sustainable. Extremes burn energy. Steadiness builds it. They train with moderation and intent, understanding that consistency outlasts bursts of enthusiasm. The body trained steadily becomes reliable, and reliability is the essence of virtue. To move with discipline is to practice honesty. The body does not lie. It reflects every habit, every indulgence, every neglect. The Stoic confronts this reflection daily. There is no deception possible in sweat. Every result corresponds to effort. This honesty reinforces integrity. Training purifies intention. The Stoic does not exercise for appearance, but for function. The goal is capability, not applause. This detachment from image frees energy for purpose. The disciplined person seeks strength that serves, not strength that poses. The body becomes a symbol of moral order. Precision of movement mirrors precision of thought. Posture mirrors character. Endurance mirrors patience. Every physical attribute becomes an external manifestation of internal command. The Stoic understands that the way one moves through the world reflects the way one thinks. The connection between motion and virtue deepens. Each deliberate act of physical control strengthens moral resolve. The Stoic recognizes that courage in the gym becomes courage in decision-making. Endurance in strain becomes endurance under criticism. The body rehearses the mind's strength. The disciplined body also teaches restraint. Rest is not laziness when chosen with reason. The Stoic respects recovery as part of control. They rest deliberately, not indulgently. This distinction preserves balance and prevents collapse. To rest with intention is as disciplined as to act. With time, training becomes simplicity itself. No rituals, no performance. Just the act of waking, moving, breathing, commanding. The Stoic strips the process of excess until only essence remains. They train not because they must, but because it is natural. Discipline becomes instinct. The disciplined person integrates physical order into every gesture, how they walk, sit, breathe, and carry themselves. Every motion communicates intention. Even in stillness, discipline is visible. This coherence between movement and presence creates quiet authority. In adversity, the trained body sustains the trained mind. Hunger, cold, exhaustion. These are not foreign states to the disciplined. They have met them before in training. They have rehearsed discomfort. Thus they remain calm where others panic. Their familiarity with hardship becomes their edge. Movement also sharpens judgment. Physical challenge teaches consequence. Lift poorly and pain follows. Ignore form and weakness appears. The Stoic applies this same logic to moral life. Wrong action creates its own injury. Right action builds resilience. The parallels are constant. The disciplined body respects the environment it moves within. The stoic adapts to terrain, weather, and season. They do not demand comfort, they adjust. This adaptability creates psychological flexibility. To thrive in any condition is the mark of command. Over years, the stoic learns that movement is meditation in motion. Each breath links body and thought in rhythm. The noise of the world fades. The self becomes one unit of motion and awareness. In this unity, peace emerges, not as absence of activity, but as harmony within it. Training reveals truth about persistence. Improvement is rarely visible day to day, but undeniable across years. The Stoic draws wisdom from this, understanding that progress in all things, discipline, character, contribution, follows the same pattern. Invisible effort becomes visible transformation. The Stoics' movement serves their philosophy. It prepares them to serve others, to work longer, to think clearer, to withstand strain. Physical strength is moral capacity translated into muscle. To train is to prepare for duty, not to escape it. In the evening, the same body that trained in the morning stands as evidence of integrity. It requires no praise, no external reward. The day closes with the quiet knowledge that the principle was upheld. The body obeyed, the mind commanded, the purpose endured. The disciplined life does not seek rest from movement. It finds rest in alignment. When body, mind, and will act as one, fatigue becomes satisfaction. The Stoic sleeps not in escape, but in completion. Movement has fulfilled its purpose, order restored, strength renewed, mastery maintained. Chapter 4. Practice gratitude with precision. Yesterday was not guaranteed. Tomorrow is not owed. Today is all that exists. The Stoic begins with this understanding, stripped of illusion and full of clarity. Did you wake up? You are fortunate. Even if the mind resists that truth, the fact remains. You are alive when many are not. Every night is someone's last night. Every morning, people across the world, young and old, do not open their eyes again. Each breath is an undeserved continuation. Each sunrise is a quiet mercy. Life is short and life is fragile. The more this reality is understood, the less the mind is disturbed by trivialities. To recognize this is to begin the day with command of perspective. Gratitude begins as command, not as comfort. The Stoic does not wait for ease to feel thankful. They direct the mind to acknowledge what is present, what functions, what remains under control. Gratitude is not emotional expression. It is disciplined recognition. It converts awareness into strength by focusing thought on what can be used rather than what is missing. Each morning, gratitude must be issued as an order. See what exists and use it well. The Stoic wakes and names their advantages with clarity, breath, consciousness, time. These are not small things. They are the foundation of all opportunity. The disciplined person lists them not to inspire emotion, but to align perspective. Gratitude removes illusion. It exposes how little is needed to be equipped for life. To think clearly, to move freely, to act deliberately, these are riches beyond the reach of fortune. Gratitude with precision is an audit of reality. It examines what is owned, what is owed, and what is irrelevant. The Stoic does not indulge in vague appreciation. They identify exact privileges, strength of body, soundness of mind, stability of shelter, loyalty of friends, endurance of spirit. Each acknowledgement tightens focus. Precision removes abstraction. It transforms gratitude into structure. The undisciplined seek grand moments for gratitude. The Stoic finds it in ordinary function. The breath drawn without effort, the muscles responding to command, the ability to stand, to think, to act, all are evidence of fortune. When one sees life as an instrument of reason, every function becomes sacred duty. Gratitude then becomes not emotion, but maintenance, care for what has been entrusted. The Stoic treats gratitude as calibration. Each morning, it resets perception to reality. Without it, thought drifts toward complaint. Gratitude restores proportion. It reminds the mind that expectation distorts experience. To practice gratitude is to strip away distortion and see clearly. Clarity is power. Precision in gratitude removes comparison. The Stoic does not measure blessings against others. They measure them against absence. What would life be without sight, speech, reason, or time? The mind stabilizes when it realizes how much is still intact. Comparison to others breeds resentment. Comparison to nothing breeds perspective. The disciplined person does not confuse gratitude with passivity. To be thankful is not to be complacent. It is to recognize what is available and to act upon it with excellence. Gratitude without action decays into sentiment. The Stoic uses gratitude as ignition. Awareness of opportunity demands execution. The Stoic's gratitude is silent. It does not announce itself or seek acknowledgement. It exists internally as posture. Their movements, their speech, their calm, these are expressions of thankfulness grounded in order. The one who is truly grateful does not need to say it. It is visible in how they conduct themselves. Gratitude is a weapon against discontent. The mind that practices it daily becomes immune to envy and despair. The Stoic neutralizes self-pity by forcing the mind to confront what remains within control. Even in loss, gratitude locates what persists: dignity, discipline, reason. These cannot be taken without consent. To practice gratitude with precision, the Stoic removes exaggeration from both joy and suffering. They accept gain without pride and loss without collapse. Gratitude for the unchanging, the faculty of judgment, the freedom of will, creates stability. The world may shift, inner sovereignty does not. Gratitude refines desire. When the mind acknowledges sufficiency, excess appetite dissolves. The Stoic desires less because they recognize how much is already possessed. This simplification of want clears mental noise. A content mind is an efficient mind. It acts without confusion. Each morning, reflection becomes inventory. What do I have? What can I use today to serve reason, justice, or discipline? The Stoic reviews these quietly before acting. This inventory is not emotional, it is operational. Gratitude becomes logistics of the spirit, the management of resources under command. The Stoic practices gratitude toward adversity. They see difficulty as training, not punishment. Pain reveals endurance. Failure reveals strategy. Insult reveals composure. The disciplined person recognizes these as opportunities to exercise virtue. Gratitude then extends beyond comfort into conflict. It transforms hardship into utility. To be grateful in challenge is to remove fear from it. When the Stoic thanks difficulty for its lessons, fear loses purpose. The mind reframes pain as material. This precision of perception is the essence of Stoic control. Nothing is wasted, everything is used. Gratitude for mortality strengthens presence. The Stoic remembers that each sunrise is one closer to the last. This knowledge does not darken thought, it sharpens it. Awareness of impermanence turns the ordinary into privilege. Every conversation, breath, and act becomes significant. Gratitude turns fleeting existence into deliberate life. The disciplined person practices gratitude toward those who have tested them. Betrayal, rejection, and opposition all become mirrors of resilience. The Stoic thanks adversity not as gesture, but as strategy. Every enemy reveals a weakness or strength. Without resistance, character cannot mature. Gratitude must also extend inward. The Stoic acknowledges their own progress without arrogance. They recognize effort made, vices reduced, patience increased. Self-gratitude is not vanity. It is acknowledgement of continuity. It sustains motivation without dependence on praise. The Stoic does not mistake privilege for permanence. They know that health, wealth, and relationships can vanish. This awareness intensifies appreciation. Nothing is taken for granted because nothing is guaranteed. Each possession and each moment is treated as borrowed. Gratitude thus becomes vigilance. Precision demands that gratitude be practiced consciously, not mechanically. The Stoic avoids vague repetition of affirmations. They think deliberately through what they are grateful for and why. The reasoning strengthens appreciation. Thought reinforces emotion. The process becomes rational, not ritualistic. Gratitude and humility are twins. To be grateful is to admit dependency on forces beyond control, nature, chance, the effort of others. The Stoic recognizes this without shame. Humility does not weaken, it aligns perception with truth. No one thrives entirely alone. Mourning gratitude reorients the Stoic toward contribution. Recognition of blessings implies responsibility. The one who has strength owes effort. The one who has wisdom owes guidance. The one who has stability owes support. Gratitude compels giving. It transforms personal fortune into collective duty. Gratitude trains resistance to entitlement. The Stoic monitors language carefully. Words like deserve, owe, and should are examined for infection of pride. Nothing is owed by the universe. Everything is permitted by it. This precision keeps arrogance silent. The Stoic expresses gratitude through maintenance. They care for possessions, relationships, and health with discipline. Neglect is the opposite of gratitude. To preserve and to repair are forms of thankfulness in action. The disciplined person demonstrates appreciation by stewardship. Gratitude with precision extends to the smallest details. The Stoic observes the morning light, the rhythm of breath, the scent of air after rain. These details, often invisible to haste, become signals of awareness. Attention itself becomes gratitude, the act of seeing fully what exists. The Stoic thanks the mind for its capacity to think, even when thought is burdened. They thank the body for endurance, even when strained. They thank the moment for presence, even when imperfect. This perspective removes complaint. It converts imperfection into raw material for excellence. Precision in gratitude also means exclusion. The Stoic refuses to waste thanks on illusion, fame, luxury, validation. These are external and unstable. True gratitude anchors in function, the ability to reason, to act with justice, to endure with calm. Everything else is decoration. Gratitude must be renewed daily. Yesterday's awareness does not sustain today's balance. The Stoic repeats the practice as maintenance of vision. Just as muscles atrophy without use, gratitude fades without attention. Discipline keeps it alive. When practiced correctly, gratitude alters physiology. Calm replaces tension. Breath deepens, expression softens, the body mirrors the mind's equilibrium. This physical transformation reinforces control. The Stoic uses gratitude to stabilize both nerve and thought. The Stoic understands that gratitude is not a mood, but a discipline of perspective. It can coexist with fatigue, sorrow, or struggle. It does not require happiness, it requires attention. To see clearly what remains within reach is to remove despair. Gratitude for others refines connection. The Stoic acknowledges contribution without flattery. They thank others for action, not appearance. This sincerity strengthens relationships. Mutual respect replaces manipulation. The exchange becomes pure. The disciplined person uses gratitude as antidote to impatience. When progress feels slow, they recall progress already achieved. This memory restores pace. Gratitude for small advancement builds endurance for large goals. It replaces frustration with steadiness. Gratitude purifies ambition. The Stoic still strives, but without greed. They pursue excellence as duty, not escape. Each achievement becomes not self-glorification, but confirmation of potential properly used. Ambition without gratitude corrupts. Ambition with gratitude refines. The Stoic carries gratitude through the day as quiet armor. When insult or frustration appears, they recall what remains untouched, inner control. This remembrance prevents reaction. Gratitude becomes shield, soft yet impenetrable. To practice gratitude with precision is to live consciously in reality rather than fantasy. The Stoic does not dream of ideal conditions. They operate within the present as it is. Appreciation of the real world creates effectiveness. The idealist waits. The Stoic acts. Even in grief, gratitude functions as anchor. Loss is met with acknowledgement of what was gained through the lost. Pain becomes proof of connection. The Stoic does not suppress sorrow. They frame it with gratitude so it does not consume reason. Gratitude sharpens morality. The person aware of life's gift is less likely to waste it in cruelty or neglect. Each act becomes expression of appreciation. Work is done with care, speech with honesty, thought with purpose. Gratitude disciplines behavior through awareness of value. Each morning, gratitude renews discipline. The Stoic begins not by asking for ease, but by recognizing capacity. This recognition transforms potential into obligation. To be able is to be responsible. Gratitude is not rest. It is readiness. In the end, gratitude and discipline merge. To live with precision is to appreciate the mechanics of existence. The Stoic thanks life through action, not word. They wake, act, and serve without complaint. Every breath is accepted consciously. Every challenge is met deliberately. Gratitude becomes the silent companion of mastery. Chapter 5. Plan and execute with clarity. The Stoic does not hesitate at dawn. They begin in motion, transforming thought into direction before doubt can intervene. Planning is not delay, it is precision in action. The Stoic wakes knowing that clarity is the foundation of execution. They approach the day as a commander approaches battle, not with anxiety, but with deliberate order. Every action has a reason, every hour a purpose. The disciplined mind wastes nothing, not even uncertainty. They act before confusion can spread. Execution begins where hesitation dies. The Stoic eliminates ambiguity by defining what must be done. They ask, "What is within my control today? What serves the mission? What strengthens virtue?" Once defined, all else is discarded. This simplicity produces strength. Complexity belongs to the distracted. The Stoic operates through clarity, direct, measurable, immediate. Planning is the act of aligning time with intention. The Stoic does not drift into the day hoping for productivity. They construct it. They arrange priorities like a craftsman arranges tools. The essential is placed first, the trivial removed. Each morning becomes an exercise in design, building the architecture of the day before it begins. This preemptive structure prevents waste. Order becomes armor. Clarity of purpose replaces motivation. The Stoic knows that inspiration fades, but structure endures. They create routines that carry them through fatigue and distraction. The mind becomes an instrument of reason rather than emotion. Once a decision is made, it is executed without reconsideration. The Stoic does not debate what has already been chosen in principle. They act, review, adjust, and act again. The disciplined person treats time as territory to be defended. Each hour conquered through focus becomes a fortification. They understand that attention is currency. To spend it on chaos is to impoverish the mind. Clarity ensures investment only where return exists, on effort that produces growth, service, or mastery. Each minute is measured not by duration, but by value. The Stoic plans the day with awareness of impermanence. They recognize that time cannot be stored or recovered. This awareness sharpens efficiency. The present becomes a battlefield for precision. Every distraction becomes an intrusion to repel. The disciplined individual executes not to appear efficient, but to honor the limited supply of life itself. Planning with clarity requires stillness before movement. The Stoic pauses briefly at the start of the day to visualize the structure ahead. What must be accomplished? What can be postponed? What should be ignored? This pause is not hesitation, it is calibration. Once aligned, they move swiftly, guided by a mind cleansed of clutter. Clarity simplifies decision-making. The Stoic measures every potential action by a single question. Does this align with virtue? If not, it is irrelevant. This moral filter eliminates confusion faster than any strategy. Ethical clarity precedes practical efficiency. A clean conscience is the sharpest tool for execution. The Stoic does not confuse planning with perfection. They expect variables, interruptions, and resistance. Their structure is flexible, not fragile. They adapt without complaint because adaptability is part of clarity. The undisciplined crumble when plans shift. The Stoic adjusts course without losing direction. Stability is found not in rigidity, but in purpose. Execution begins in silence. The Stoic acts without announcing intention. They move quietly through the morning, completing tasks with focus so intense it becomes invisible. Progress does not need proclamation. Each completed act is its own reward. The world will recognize the result. It does not need to witness the process. To plan with clarity, the Stoic prioritizes reflection before reaction. They review past actions not to indulge regret, but to refine accuracy. Yesterday's mistakes become data, not shame. The disciplined person studies failure with composure, extracting patterns and discarding emotion. This habit converts weakness into intelligence. The Stoic maintains momentum through sequencing. Every task completed feeds the next. This chain of execution prevents inertia. They understand that small victories accumulate into decisive strength. Clarity keeps the sequence unbroken, confusion breaks it. The disciplined protect their rhythm as a musician protects tempo. Each plan must serve a principle. The Stoic refuses to fill the day with motion that lacks meaning. Activity without purpose is noise. They prefer few deliberate actions executed perfectly over many scattered gestures. This restraint sharpens excellence. The day designed in alignment with principle is a day that builds character. Clarity in execution eliminates emotional volatility. The Stoic works whether conditions are ideal or not. They know that waiting for the right feeling is weakness disguised as patience. Duty defines their timing, not desire. This separation from mood is the essence of command. The disciplined person acts independent of emotional weather. The Stoic organizes tasks by control, not complexity. They begin with what depends entirely on their effort, then proceed outward. This method guarantees progress. Dependence on others or on chance is secondary. Self-command first, cooperation second, acceptance last. This hierarchy sustains efficiency through all conditions. To plan with clarity is to master transitions. The Stoic moves from one task to another without residue. They do not carry frustration from the previous moment into the next. Each action is executed as if isolated, complete in itself. This precision prevents mental drag. A clear mind moves like clean machinery, quiet, direct, relentless. Clarity requires detachment from approval. The Stoic executes according to principle, not opinion. Praise and criticism are both noise when purpose is clear. The disciplined person evaluates their work by internal measure alone. Was it done with excellence? Was it aligned with reason? Was it necessary? External validation is irrelevant. To execute clearly, the Stoic keeps the workspace simple. Environment reflects intention. No clutter, no distraction, no excess. Every object serves function. This external order reinforces internal calm. Chaos of surroundings multiplies chaos of thought. Simplicity ensures continuity of focus. Planning for clarity includes planning for interruption. The Stoic assumes disruption as part of reality. They prepare mentally for it in advance. When it arrives, composure remains intact. This premeditation removes surprise, and surprise is what breaks composure. Preparedness transforms disturbance into opportunity. The disciplined person ends each day with review, not indulgence. They examine what was completed, what remains, and what must improve. This closing ritual creates feedback without self-criticism. Reflection sharpens tomorrow's plan. Through this cycle, every day becomes a small version of mastery, designed, executed, refined. Clarity in execution is not absence of failure, it is mastery of response. The Stoic accepts error without collapse. They adjust immediately, treating mistakes as signals, not obstacles. The mind that can recover quickly is stronger than the one that never falls. Resilience is refined clarity under pressure. Planning with clarity demands realism. The Stoic avoids fantasy goals detached from capacity. They plan according to truth. Ambition is measured by preparation, not wish. This honesty ensures progress without illusion. The disciplined do not dream, they schedule. The Stoic distinguishes urgency from importance. Many rush through the day chasing deadlines that serve no purpose. Clarity filters noise from necessity. Important work sustains progress. Urgent work merely occupies time. The disciplined prioritize permanence over pressure. Execution must be visible in results. The Stoic does not confuse busyness with productivity. They measure the day by output aligned with virtue. Talking, planning, and promising do not count as movement. Only completed action carries value. The disciplined live by results, not reports. To sustain clarity, the Stoic manages energy like a resource. They know that focus depletes through misuse. Strategic rest, clean nutrition, and controlled breathing are part of execution. The mind operates best in a body treated with discipline. Physical disorder is mental noise in disguise. The Stoic views delegation as an extension of clarity. They assign tasks based on principle, not convenience. Trust is earned through competence, not sentiment. This delegation preserves bandwidth for higher decisions. Leadership becomes stewardship of energy. Every plan must contain margins for reflection. The Stoic understands that relentless motion without pause leads to dullness. They schedule silence within structure, moments to reorient. This rhythm between effort and evaluation prevents burnout. Clarity requires recovery as much as it requires exertion. To execute clearly is to respect sequence over speed. The Stoic acts in order. Plan, move, review, refine. Haste disrupts flow. Order sustains it. A well-paced mind achieves more than a frantic one. The disciplined prefer clean progress to chaotic acceleration. Clarity in execution transforms pressure into performance. The stoic thrives under demand because preparation has already absorbed uncertainty. When others panic, the stoic acts. Their plan functions as armor against confusion. The battlefield of modern life favors those who can think calmly while others react. The stoic trains consistency over creativity in execution. Novelty excites but does not sustain. Repetition builds reliability. The same actions performed daily with precision produce compound strength. Innovation, when it comes, is directed by structure, not impulse. Every decision made under clarity carries weight beyond the moment. The stoic evaluates consequences not by convenience, but by alignment. Short-term ease often destroys long-term order. The disciplined person sacrifices immediacy for integrity. They prefer slow success that lasts over fast success that collapses. Clarity also governs communication. The stoic speaks with intent, not excess. They avoid unnecessary explanation, respond concisely, and act transparently. Words are used as tools of execution, not decoration. Brevity reinforces credibility. The stoic knows that clear planning removes emotional friction. When the day is structured, doubt has nowhere to hide. The mind does not ask what to do, it already knows. This certainty liberates energy for deeper focus. Freedom is found in order. Planning and execution merge when discipline becomes instinct. The stoic no longer thinks about control, they embody it. The schedule, the task, the purpose, all align without strain. Life becomes a continuous flow of directed effort. Chaos may exist around them, but never within. Clarity at the end of the day mirrors clarity at the start. The stoic reviews without indulgence, rests without guilt, and rises without hesitation. This cycle, plan, act, refine, rest, is the rhythm of mastery. It eliminates waste, preserves strength, and multiplies purpose. To plan and execute with clarity is to live deliberately. The stoic does not drift from one impulse to another. They construct each day like architecture, with purpose as blueprint and discipline as material. When others chase motivation, they follow design. Order is their advantage. Clarity is the final act of control. It converts chaos into sequence, uncertainty into method, life into purpose. The stoic ends the morning not with dreams, but with direction. The day ahead is already claimed. Through clarity, they no longer react to life, they command it.